USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Gavin Newsom avoided a recall vote in California, winning roughly two-thirds of the vote. His closest competitor, Republican Larry Elder, has given his concession speech. There were nearly 1 million votes that went to other candidates.
The reason we started this campaign is because Governor Gavin Newsom was sitting up there at the French Laundry restaurant with lobbyists who contributed to his campaign, with the people who drafted the mandates that they were violating.
The South Carolina Law Enforcement Division is reporting South Carolina police have arrested a man who allegedly conspired with Alex Murdaugh. He's the high-profile attorney whose wife and son were murdered in a double shooting back in June. Police allege the plot was to shoot the father and get millions in life insurance payouts to his living son. 61-year-old Curtis Edward Smith faces charges of assisted suicide and conspiracy to commit insurance fraud in connection with the case. USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.